Prologue. The ancient village of Campton Foot nestles on the sunny lower slopes of a trio of hills called the Three Sisters, which rise stark and high out of a wide spread of woods and pastures bordering the river that runs southwards to become the boundary between England and Scotland. The hills look like watchful women, standing close together for comfort and reassurance, staring out in all directions, eternally vigilant on behalf of the people who have lived at their feet for centuries. Travellers approaching from many miles away use the hills as a guiding point for, in a mystical way, the sisters draw the surrounding world into themselves, gathering up roads and paths like tangled skeins. Those skeins end in Campton Foot, which claims to be the oldest village in Scotland. It is there that this story begins. One bright spring morning long ago, when Christ's followers were still alive and travelling the world with stories about their master, a Roman general rode over the saddle between two of the sister hills and stared down at the lush river valley below. As he gazed, he realised he had found the perfect site for a camp and cantered down the slope to begin his great project. Ditches were dug. Long rows of barrack houses and stables were built and were soon followed by villas for the officers and temples for the gods. For a hard-fought century, the Romans held on to their camp, which they named Trimontium, after the trio of towering hills above them. But local tribes finally drove them out, and the place they had built returned to its old wildness. Grass grew between huge paving stones, brick walls crumbled, gods and goddesses tumbled from their marble plinths. Over the following centuries, the Roman soldiers were forgotten, but they left behind them a legacy in the form of a community of craftsmen and artisans which huddled at the camp's gate.